It was about 50 years ago in which Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon for the very first time. Anybody remember that? Yeah? Oh, you just aged yourself. I'm joking. It was 50 years ago. I don't remember that either. I wasn't born. But 50 years ago, they walked on the moon, and something very interesting happened. Buzz Aldrin, a couple hours before walking on the moon, took Holy Communion. Buzz Aldrin was an elder at his Presbyterian church back in Texas, and he received the blessing from his church, the pastor there, to take communion as they were landing and as they were about ready to launch out on the moon. NASA did not want the public to know that this was happening. Why? A woman named Madeline O'Hare, maybe you know her. I didn't know. Yeah, some of you know her. She sued NASA. On a previous orbit around the moon, the account of creation was shared. Genesis chapter 1, and Madeline O'Hare sued NASA for that. And so the thought was, we can't allow Buzz Aldrin to take communion, so everyone publicly to find this out, we'll get sued again. So Buzz Aldrin quietly did this, and nobody knew that he was doing this. With the hopes and desires of the country on this landing on the moon, and about 250,000 people were working on this project in our country to land someone on the moon, Buzz Aldrin quietly took Holy Communion. And you know what he wrote in his notebook? He didn't take a Bible with him up there. You know what he wrote in his notebook? Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, just your fingers, the moon and the stars and how you've placed them, what is man that you even consider him? Buzz then took Holy Communion. A thankful, gratitude heart to know that God bridged the gap for him and loved him. True story. That's how gratitude can happen. When we see the enormity of God's creation, then we see how small we are because of sin, because of our own brokenness. And then we take that next step to see that God bridges the gap and comes to us and loves us and tells us that we matter. You may have shown up this morning and felt insignificant. You may have a desire to reach out to someone and no one else is reaching out to you. You may have a bad health report that no one's really addressing the way that you would like. You may feel like your relatives just doesn't care about you anymore. Know this, you matter to God. God loves you very much. And he meets you from his grandeur of all creation to just where we are today, he comes to us. The candle lit is a sign that Jesus is with us. Jesus is the light of the world. He's here with us. The readings that we have is a sign that God wants to share his word with us and remind us of how much he loves us. The prayers we offer are a reminder that he's listening and wants to answer our prayers according to his good timing. Gratitude then comes. Gratitude that God loves us and meets us where we are. You know, churches can have challenges. Marriages can have flaws, for sure. Brokenness can happen in relationships. But do you know what a critical aspect is to turn all of that around? Gratitude. Gratitude can turn everything around and make all things possible. The reformer John Calvin lived right around the time of Martin Luther in the about 40 or 50 years after Luther. And he would say this, he wrote it often in his writings. He said, gratitude is one of the purest things that a human can do. In fact, it's one of the things a human can do that animals can't. He would go on and write, dogs are wonderful. He would say that dogs know when and how and where they're going to be fed. They can almost predict when that will happen. But a dog never returns thanks. Only human beings can do that. What a powerful thing it is to return thanks and show gratitude. Science has proven it. Life satisfaction, more positive emotions happen with the gift of gratitude. Carry that telescope, carry that mirror, and always know that God will reach you with his love through Jesus. Amen. Let's pray about that, then we'll continue with the rest of our service. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for that reminder today from Psalm chapter 8. Whether we're on the moon or whether we're on earth, Lord, we see your majesty. And Lord, we thank you that no matter how big you are, beyond our imagination, you've bridged the gap. And you come to us, even though we feel insignificant and small in the grand scheme of things. Lord, help us to see how you come to us. Open our eyes at church, in our homes, in our relationships, so that we can recognize it and live with a heart of gratitude. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.